When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, Sean. Great. Was that a request or you end up picking that yourself? Well,
nope.
Done.
That was a request.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. 1990 feels like it was just yesterday. Quick scheduling note. Jelani Tavai, I think, has a meeting at 7:30, so he will now join us at 7:15, just 10 minutes from now on a Patriots Friday. This is Dave in the truck. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Gregory. How are we?
What's up?
Hey, before I get to my what I wanted to say about your lead, every time I call, I want to tell Courtney, my cousin was a Boston College Eagle cheerleader, and she graduated the same year Matt Ryan did.
Oh, very cool. Wow, she's lucky. She got to see some good games.
Her name was Katie Giorgio.
Oh, I know Katie Giorgio.
That's my cousin.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That was known as the BC year, the Curtis years at BC, not the Matt Ryan years. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I'm way older than her. But anyways, Greg, I wanted to talk to you about your lead about Bergeron as maybe being a coach. And I'm a conspiracy theorist guy. Yeah. And do you think there's any possible way that them players in that locker room are trying to get Montgomery fired, maybe for that reason?
Well, I don't know for that reason. I talked about at the beginning of the show, they don't look like they want to play for this coach, but they already got a guy fired. Mm-hmm. They got a guy fired that, from their perspective, was too much of a hardo. And so isn't this what happens? Don't you get what you ask for? And you bring in a guy who's not a hardo,
mm-hmm.
and then there's an issue when it comes to guys playing hard.
Well, this to me seems more like a Sweeney issue than a Montgomery issue. Like, he's the one who went and signed Zadorov and Lindholm in free agency, and apparently Lindholm, like, can't play with Pasternak. That just doesn't work. Maybe you should have known that before you went and signed him to a contract, a guy you identified years ago that you wanted, and Zadorov has been horrendous. Like, he gets a penalty every game, and he looks slow as molasses. It's nice to have a big guy who hits hard, but, like, how does that really help you? Like, I don't know. Montgomery has always been a puck possession kind of guy, especially in the offensive zone. It seems like this team wants to play dump and chase and, like, attack in front of the net, which is not what Montgomery does well or coaches well.
Yeah, it's part of the talent. Like, we feel like they do have talent, but it's just the energy level when you watch them play. Where does that come
even
from?
Even like on the power play, mm-hmm. like they're back to not shooting the puck. There's,
yeah. Well, we talked about this at the game.
Passes, like it's like youth hockey. Like,
right.
You know, you need five touches before you can shoot the
well,
puck.
Well, we talked
like,
about this.
Like a passing drill.
When the weave.
When we went to the Bruins game, Greg, and we just said, look at the difference of the way that the Bruins, you know, possess the puck going into the zone, especially on the power play, versus the way Dallas was doing it. The Bruins, like kind of Shime said, it is this dump and chase to try to get possession down low into the, in, you know, below the goal line. It just looks like a team that they're not on the same speed level with some of these teams. And I would put that on Sweeney then, getting guys, building your roster to be bigger, which is now slower.
All right, well, Scoops Keith yesterday said that Jim Montgomery does not have much time left, and he does have a pretty good Bruins source. So
he does.
We will talk about that with you all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Jelani Tavai coming up in moments on a Patriots Friday. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins drop another one on the season with an 8-2 loss on the road to the Hurricanes. Pasta had the two assists in the game and knows it's a team effort. Here's what he had to say.
We are not good enough as a team, and that's where it starts. Well, I mean, you know, Monty just trying to get us going. So, you know, obviously it doesn't work. So the mixing lines need to happen. So personally, I have no problem with it. You know, I can read up anybody. But, you know, it's just, I said, right now it's not about the combination. We are not good enough as a team. And
I have a question, Greg. How many coaches can a GM hire? Can a GM fire before they're the ones losing their job?
Not a lot.
So this would be three. I don't know how Don Sweeney gets the opportunity to hire a third different head coach.
Yeah. I mean, didn't he just sign a new contract, Don Sweeney?
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Okay. I think so.
You have to ask Chairman.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was this past summer.
And doesn't it feel like an overreaction for a head coach who has been, like, the best head coach in the regular season, mind you, in the NHL the last two seasons, to fire him in the third season because he starts 4-6-1? Like, no, he's been the best regular season coach in hockey the last 2 years.
Chime, the last guy they fired went on to win a Stanley Cup the very next season. So maybe
it's not the coaches that are the problem. Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know, just a stab in the dark here.
Swayman was in goal for this one. He had 16 saves in the loss before getting pulled for Corpusalo, who had 13 saves when he came in. The Celtics are in North Carolina tonight to take on the Hornets. Tip is at 7. Thursday Night Football saw the Jets bounce back against the Texans. Final score 21-13. It is a Patriots Friday. We have Jelani Tavai coming up next ahead of the Pats matchup with the Titans at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Speaking of Sunday, we're going to have a little bit of a giveaway coming up, Greg.
We're doing an auction, I think you told me, for the brunch. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yep. So stay tuned for that. Okay. And speaking of the Patriots, the Dodgers used their plane to... What?
Nothing. No.
The Dodgers used their plane to fly back to the West Coast after winning the World Series. And here in baseball, Lucas Giolito has exercised his $19 million player option for the 2025 season. And cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked home-style chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Greg, you ready for the lock of the century?
Yes.
Ohio State, -3 in Happy Valley.
Mm-hmm.
The depraved versus the degenerate. Give me the degenerate. Ohio State covers that 3-point spread relatively easily. They had a brutal game last week against Nebraska. They could have lost. Ryan Day is one loss away from losing his job. They are the most talented team in college football. They will win Saturday at Penn State. Book it.
All right.
Okay.
By 3 points or more. And it is currently 63 degrees in Boston, afternoon high 75.
If he loses his job, does Chip Kelly also? Aren't they attached at the hip?
Because Ryan Day hired Chip Kelly to come to Ohio State. So I would imagine
Would you want Chip Kelly, Ryan Day here when it comes to the New England Patriots? Would you look for that in the future?
As an offensive coordinator?
Yes.
I wouldn't be against Chip Kelly.
Yeah,
Ryan Day.
That.
He's got local. I mean, he's a New Hampshire guy. Yeah.
They're both New Hampshire guys.
Yeah. I mean, and he's kind of, you know, got away from the trying to hurry up what he did when he was in the NFL with that Oregon-style offense, which that just doesn't work. So, you know, I guess it's an opportunity.
Okay. Thank you. We are going to get to Jelani Tavai coming up next.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.